You're listening to Homer's Iliad, a series devoted to the reading and interpretation of Homer's epic about the war at Troy.
Homer's Iliad, Book 1, lines 223 to 232, or How to Insult a King. Agamemnon's slave girl, Chryseis, has been ransomed by her father and taken back to her homeland. To replace her, the king has forcibly taken the girl Briseis from Achilles. This action infuriates the hero and drives him to openly confront Agamemnon. What is interesting about this passage is the way it elucidates the values of a Homeric warrior, these being upright personal conduct, pride, and courage. It also reflects the importance of war prizes and their role as physical representations of honor. Achilles is enraged by the loss of Briseis because it is essentially a theft of his honor, destruction of his prestige, and a demonstration of Agamemnon's lack of respect for the hero. Achilles begins by calling Agamemnon a dirty drunk, a crude affront which clearly targets the king's own personal conduct. High moral bearing would have been valued by the Homeric warrior as one dimension of honor that existed off of the battlefield. Next, Achilles calls Agamemnon dog-eyed or dog-faced in connection with the idea of his shamelessness. Fawning gaze, combined with unabashed sexual and excremental interests, probably account for the choice of dogs. Through this insult, we can glean that pride was also an important aspect of a warrior's life. A man's pride, in war and in peace, would have sustained and augmented his personal bearing, courage, and honor, when no other reasons, such as monetary gain, may have existed. Achilles also accuses the king of being as skittish as a doe or a fawn. He states that the king is not brave enough to join the host in battle and win battle prizes the proper way. This insult depends on an interesting contrast between ordinary warfare, with the whole host involved, and the locos, only reserved for nobles, a small raiding or ambushing party, which calls for the highest daring and endurance, where true arete is clearly discerned. Courage was another virtue of the Homeric warrior. Without it, he could not be a respected member of the army or a revered hero. Instead, Achilles states, the king would rather go around to his subjects and steal what they have fought for, a very shameful practice indeed for any commander. In fact, the term used, demolboros, literally means people-devouring king, or the idea of a gift-stealing king. As I read the English translation, and then the original ancient Greek, listen for these insults as spoken by Achilles. Consider what the hero says, how he says it, and how each insult relates to its Homeric context. But once more the son of Peleus began to taunt the son of Atreus, for he was still possessed with anger. Drunken coward, dog-faced and fawn-hearted, you always lack the courage to be armed for battle with the rest of the troops, or undertake an ambush with the best of the Achaeans. You fear these tasks as you do death. You'd rather go around the camp and take the gifts of those who would speak against you. People-devouring king, the men you rule are weak. Otherwise, son of Atreus, this would be your last offense. Peleides dexautis et atres epe essen, atreden prosepe, caiu pol lege coloio. Uno bares, cunos omate con, cradien de la foio. Uta potes polemon hama lao thorecthenae, uta locan dienae, sun aris tessen acaion tet lecas thumo. Todetoi carad taenae. Ipolu loion esti, cadastraton iran acaian dor aporesae, hosti sethen antoian epe, dimoboros basilus, epe ut denoisen aneses, igaran atreide, nun hustata lobus saio.